Good evening and welcome to the 59th Annual Academy Awards Show. My name is Chevy Chase, and I must say I feel privileged to be your host this evening. Actually, I'm one of your co-hosts. Well, that's not true. I'm really a replacement. Sorry to have to tell you that Jim and Tammy Baker couldn't make it tonight.
Stop pity the fool.
Living in the 80s.
My name's Casey Kasem, and I'm all set to count down the most popular songs in the USA.
I want my MTV!
Does Theo Huxtable live here?
Just say no.
Hello.
Basie, you're a neo-maxi-zoom dweeby.
Woo!
It says 100% guaranteed, you moron!
Hey, where's the beat?
I'm a very lucky woman.
So am I.
Live from Members Only Studios, welcome to Living in the 80s, a podcast where we talk about anything and everything having to do with the 1980s.
The best that we remember.
We're back!
Yes, we are!
Yay! Got a second week of Oscar talk here. The last podcast got so many rave reviews. I didn't realize we had such a huge audience for people that just hate who wins Oscars every year.
I mean, it just makes sense, right?
There's a lot of negative people out there.
Yeah, a lot of negative.
A lot of haters.
Yeah.
But not here. Not here.
Not here.
We don't hate. Before we get on to that, we're going to do
80s Rewind.
If you're just joining the podcast for the first time, this is a part of the podcast where we go back in time. We think of things that within the last week or so that kind of remind us of the 80s. So we're going to start off with Snowball, who's up checking his phone. They love because they never really know who I'm going to call on next. They're like kind of pins and needles, like, oh, is it going to be me?
You got to be up to date. Got to know what's going on.
Got to know.
Right. So my 80s rewind. I don't know about you guys, but there's a lot of angry people out there. I see it every day on the way to work, on the way home from work. Just the other day, I'm on the outer belt here, and I see a guy hit a car. Looks like he's going to pull over. And then last second, he changes his mind. And we're talking rush hour traffic, bumper to bumper. Everybody's probably going like 65, 70. He then cuts across three lanes, hits another car.
Oh, my.
And then runs from that one.
Oh, my gosh.
And then tonight, you know, people just, they're, you know, honking their horns, flying their birds, you know. Mm. So a lot of angry people out there. So I just want to remind them, remember what Frankie said. Relax.
Relax.
That's good advice.
Snowball's looking forward to these 80s rewind moments now that he can put them to music.
Yeah, he's doing much better.
It makes much sense. All right, Kevin, what about you?
There's a song from Loverboy called Working for the Weekend. And what that basically tells us is we work Monday through Friday. We're working for that weekend where we have free, where we can do whatever we want. This weekend, Saturday came, 5 a.m. I had to jump in a Ryder truck, drive from Columbus, Ohio to Fort Myers, Florida, 17 hours to drop off a truckload of stuff for a friend of mine that's moving. Sunday, I get up and I have to unpack that truck, hang a TV on the wall. And then Monday I came home. So I basically got like 30 minutes of pleasure in Florida. And I kind of lost my weekend. So weekend's about to come back up. This time I am working for the weekend. No work plan this weekend. It's time for me to get some pleasure in. No more work on the weekends.
Good for you.
Well, you going to say my name or are you just going to point
Matt?
At me? There it is. Goodness gracious.
How about you, Matt? What do you got?
Well, now that you ask, mine's going to go... My 80s rewind moment, we're going to stick with that game we did last week because that was so much fun.
Yes,
I'm going to give you a nostalgic moment I had in the 80s, then you guys are going to pick the best song. Okay,
I'm ready for it. I'm ready.
I was scrolling through the old Book of Faces, and I come across this post where it says, point of view, and it's a picture of Not the same picture, no. There's a picture of a boat, of a bus, and it says, point of view, it's 1980, and you're hopping on Coda's number 2 route after an afternoon shopping at Lazarus. Now, that when I saw that, that took me straight back, not to 1980, because I was only like 11 years old. I wasn't like going down shopping at Lazarus in downtown Columbus, Ohio. But in 1986, my junior year, me and a few of my buddies from school, I believe one day, I guess it had been 87, we were seniors. We skipped one day, and we went over, I know.
Senior skip day?
Well, no. I don't think it was.
A day to skip while I was a senior.
So, yeah. I won't say names. But we went to Great Southern, and no, we weren't big on, like, you know, public transportation, because, you know, we all had cars. There's no need, like, we didn't do buses or taxis or nothing like that. But we went to Great Southern, and we got on a bus and took it downtown. We rode the bus downtown, and we got out downtown by the city center, and they had, and back then it was like the convention center and the One Nation, where you'd ride the elevator mm-hmm. up to the top. And then there was, they had these, in the front, they had these, well, like this water features in front of the buildings. And I, we submerged ourselves and was like, camp, you know, our army crawling through this water, just because I don't know why we thought that would be fun. It's kind of like the out front, like the, anyhow, we just had a good time hanging out downtown and just kind of enjoying the day, seeing the sights. And it all started from a bus ride in 1987. It's the only one time that I've ever been on, like, a public transportation in Columbus. It was that day.
Hmm.
And that was pretty cool. And I saw that post, and it took me down memory lane for my 80s rewind moment. Now, to you guys, what songs, Mike?
Sure. The first one that comes to mind is The Wheels on the Bus Go Round and Round.
Okay.
Not an 80s song, but okay.
Not an 80s song, but it was probably sang in the 80s.
I probably sang in the 80s. Okay. Yeah, as a kid or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next, reminds me of a Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I picture you singing a little Twist and Shout.
My man.
Oh, my man.
Which did chart in the 80s,
right
by the
now,
way.
Right now, you might be leading. Okay,
thank you.
Okay, let's go, Rob. What do you got?
So I was also thinking the Ferris Bueller's Day Off there.
Right.
And I was thinking Beat City by the Flower Pot Men.
You want to explain that one?
Well, they during the movie, they are driving through town, just kind of looking at the sights, and that song's playing in the background.
Okay.
Not as solid as Twist and Shout, mind
right
you,
now,
so I will concede this one. This round goes to Snowball.
So far.
But Kevin could pull it out. What you got, bub?
What you got, Kevin?
So when you mentioned skipping school, the first thing I thought was you had a vacation day, so I thought a Vacation by the Go-Go's.
Ooh.
And you didn't take a train, but you did go downtown, so the next one that came to mind was Downtown Train.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and the other one was Born to Run.
Yes!
So.
That's one of my favorite songs.
It's one of my favorite 70s songs, too.
Yeah, well, that's not an 80s one.
I listened to it in the 80s.
I did, too. A lot.
That's a tough call. I'm going to combo both. You both share the title.
For me, it's kind of has become customary on Friday nights. I still have these flashbacks to 80s Friday nights because, you know, there's so much of that 10-year period. So the 520 or so Friday nights happened in the 80s. I usually had some kind of plans, doing some kind of something. So I posted a 80s summertime mixtape playlist on Facebook last week. One song on there might be a little, you know, less common, but when this song comes on, it just kind of puts me back to those days of the 80s, and it just kind of just feels like that time period for me. I want to go with Bryan Adams with Lonely Nights.
Sorry you had those lonely nights, man.
I didn't really. I was usually very busy every Friday night.
You longed for a night you could be alone, right?
I could.
You were so busy.
All the women, the fellows want to hang out all the time. It's just,
can I just have one lonely night, please?
Just one. There you go. Bryan Adams, Lonely Nights. So there we have it. We'll be right back talking about part two of our podcast of Oscar winners. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
Shall we play a game?
Hi, I'm Joel McLaughlin, the most excellent host of Living in the Retro Arcade. If you're into video games from the 70s through current day, this is the show for you. We'll talk about technical aspects of the games as well as memories, the best that we can remember them. That's Living in the Retro Arcade, available on all popular podcast platforms.
Welcome back to Living in the 80s. This week, we're going to pick up where we left off last week. If you missed last week's podcast, what we did is we went from 1980 to 1984, and we listed the best motion picture, best actor, best actress, and best original song. This week, we're going to start with the year 1985. We're going through 1989. Going to do the same thing, but we're going to talk about who should have won. These artsy-fartsy people with all their drama movies and stuff. Who actually watches that stuff? No. We were watching Police Academy 6. We're going to start off this week with Mike.
Well, before we start with 1985, I got a question for you. It's been eating at me for an entire week now.
Go right ahead.
Where does the name Oscar come from? Is it a person? Is it an acronym? What is the origins, Kevin?
Someone was in the Academy one time, looked at it, and said, that looks like my cousin Oscar or my uncle Oscar or whatever. And that's where it got the nickname.
Really?
Yes.
That's it.
I thought it actually would have stood for something.
No.
Oh, well. All right. There we go. Now we know.
Thanks, Kevin. I knew you would have that answer. I'm so proud of you.
I am, too.
Okay. So on to 1985. Best Picture, Out of Africa. Didn't see it. Sure it was good. Best Actor, William Hurt in Kiss of the Spider Woman. Best Actress, Angelica Houston, Prizzi's Honor. And best original song, Say You, Say Me from Lionel Richie, by Lionel Richie, from the movie White Nights.
There had to be some better options.
It was pretty weak year, to be honest. There's a couple of years here where you're just like, they didn't do soundtracks? What happened? So, on to my list of the best picture for 1985. I'm going to have to go with, how about Better Off Dead?
Ooh, good.
Very
great,
good.
Great movie. Definitely my favorite movie of the year.
I have to agree. That's an awesome movie.
The best actor. Acting isn't always about the dialogue. It can be about emotion, grunting, the ability to fire weapons. So I'm going to go with Sylvester Stallone in Rambo 2. And for the best actress, I'm going to go with Diane Franklin, who played the role of Monique in Better Off Dead.
She was convincing as a
she was.
Her accent was
spot on.
That's right. A lot of extra to do that.
Yes. And her ability. I mean, I believe she could fix my car.
I believed it.
Yeah, absolutely. And the best original song, I'm going to go with Living in America by James Brown in Rocky IV.
I've always hated that.
You hate that song?
What?
I never liked it.
The first time I heard it, and the floor opens up, and Drago comes up, and you got James Brown singing, and he's,
You know, think about this. Same movie, but up through the floor comes Bruce Springsteen singing Born in the USA. The movie takes a different spin at that point.
Does it?
Yeah. Oh, I think it does.
I don't know. I don't know.
Rocky was coming up.
Well, yeah, you're right. Apollo Creed was coming up. It's probably, I don't know. I still don't like the song.
I do. Best original song, okay. Coming to America.
Okay. Kevin.
Or Living in America.
One of those.
Big difference.
Yes.
My 1985 movie would be The Color Purple, which was nominated, lost Out of Africa, but I think I would want The Color Purple. My actor would be Harrison Ford for the movie Witness, which he was nominated.
That was a great movie. That was a really good movie.
Oh, boy. I'm going to have to go with Meryl Streep in Out of Africa.
There it is. If she's in it, she's winning it.
That's right.
Come on. All right.
And I tell you what, I had a song picked out. It's a great song. It went to number one. I was talking to my friend Mitch last night, and he reminded me of another one I have to pick, View to a Kill, Duran Duran, which also went to number one. The only James Bond theme to go to number one.
View to a Kill. Nice. That's really good. 1985, I think the winner of the Oscars should have hands down been Back to the Future. I mean, come on, man. It should have won 20 awards that year.
Oh, yeah.
So undoubtedly, my actor of the year is going to be Michael J. Fox. For what? Teen Wolf. Yes. Yes. Same year.
Wow. What a year he had.
Playing
that role of Scott Howard. Everybody remembers the character's name doing that dance, the wolf dance.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
I thought you were going back to the future. You threw me a curve there, man.
I threw
you
a curve there.
Very good.
See what I did there? And just because it's one of my favorite movies. For the actress of the year, I got to go. Huh?
Boof. From Teen Wolf.
Boofah. I'm going to go with Molly Ringwald in Breakfast Club just because, it's Molly. I mean, it's Molly. And you know what? I wasn't really sold on the song for the year, but I was going to let Lionel keep it, Say You Say Me, but daggone, For You to Kill was a great thing, Kevin. I'm going to agree with you.
I appreciate that.
That should have been the song of the year.
Very good. Well, I'm going to say that my film for 1985, I would have went Back to the Future.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to go with Breakfast Club.
Yes.
I mean, okay, let's talk to all everyone that grew up in the 80s. You seen Out of Africa?
Oh,
no, I don't think so. You seen Breakfast Club?
Yes.
You ask teenagers these days, you seen Breakfast Club? Yes. Everybody's seen Breakfast Club. Everybody knows the movie. So that means my best actor has got to be Judd Nelson as Bender in The Breakfast Club.
There it is. I like that.
People still quote him today. In fact, I quoted him this very day. There was a screw laying on the floor today. And I looked at Angie. I said, screws fall out all the time. The world's an imperfect place. And she just looked at me. I went, Breakfast Club? Oh, yeah. Okay. She did get it. She did jog the memory a bit. So, yeah, again, I get another eye roll. And then Best Actress, Leah Thompson in Back to the Future. Not only did she play a super hot 17-year-old girl, but she also played a middle-aged, 45, 50-year-old woman.
Yes,
she did. She had to really stretch herself with her acting prowess. Now, Song of the Year, or the song, the movie soundtrack song, I'm going back and forth on this one. There's two that very well could have done it. I kind of wanted to say Only the Young by Journey from Vision Quest, because that's a great movie. But how can you not say Don't You Forget About Me by Simple Minds?
Come on, man.
Don't you forget about me.
Now, come on, when you're talking about songs, movies, 1985, don't give me this Say You Say Me bullcrap.
You know what?
There is no way in the world. I'm on the soapbox.
Yeah.
There's no way in the world this should have happened. Oh, I'm going to leave here, and I'm going to go over and do We Are the World. Yeah. Come on, man.
I'm rescinding my vote, and I'm going to jump on your bandwagon, because I'm picking up what you're laying down.
Yeah.
I'm catching
great
what you're catching.
It's one of the most iconic songs of the entire decade, if not all time. So, Simple Minds, thank you for that. We give you the Oscar. Congratulations. Kevin, you want to hit us up with 1986?
Sure. The movie was Platoon. Best actor was Paul Newman for The Color of Money. The best actress was Marley Martin for Children of a Lesser God. And the song of the year was Take My Breath Away by Berlin for the Top Gun movie.
Actually a good song for once here.
Yeah, that's a good song. My movie for 1986 would be Ruthless People. I don't know how well it did in the box office, but critics loved it. I loved it. Really good plot to the movie, good storyline, funny movie. That's my pick. My Best actor would have to be Matthew Broderick from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For my best actress, because I work in the accessibility community, I got to stick with Marley Martin, who won for Children of a Lesser God. And for best song, I'm going to go with another song from Top Gun, which is Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins.
Ooh, yeah. Good one. Good one. What about you, Matthew?
1986, I'm going to go with, and see, to me, I felt like 85 and 86 had just a lot of good movies. I mean, it was thin in the beginning, thin at the end, but daggone, the middle of the 80s has some great ones. But I'm going to go with, I'm going to go with Stand By Me.
Oh,
I just, I think it's, it's just a coming of age movie, and fantastic, it's just fantastic. I mean, there's so many I like. I think there should be Oscars where we have a couple winners, but you know, we're not doing it. But I'll go Stand By Me this year. Okay, for the actor for that year, hands down, no question, Howard the Duck. I think he really, he brought us to the screen. He went, I want to see that duck act. Is he kiss that woman? Yeah, we wanted to see it. And I think he should.
He was a shooting star, wasn't he?
Yeah, he
here got, one day, gone the next.
I know, and I'm really struggling that he just got looked over. Not cool.
Yeah,
not cool at all. For the actress, I mean, I got to go Molly Ringwald, Pretty Pink. I mean, I just all things Molly. I mean, the middle of the '80s. I'm going to give her any award I can. So Molly Ringwald, Pretty in Pink. And I'm not arguing with Top Gun, Take My Breath Away. I'm gonna ride that bandwagon. I think it's just good. So I'm not gonna take their hardware from them this year.
Fair enough.
You're a nice guy,
man. Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah. So I'm gonna say that my favorite motion picture of 1986 would be Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
See, I mean,
yeah. It's epic. It's iconic. It is 80s. Absolutely. Got it. And best actor, you know what? He may be the best actor of the decade because he's been mentioned so many times. I want to say Chevy Chase in Three Amigos.
Yes!
It was just such a great movie. You know, in fact, we're going to go a three-way.
I was going to say, how
first three-time Oscar. Three? Steve Martin and Martin Short, those guys also get it. It's a three-way tie. That's who's getting the Oscar. For best actress, I want to say Kathleen Turner and Peggy Sue Got Married.
Mm.
It's a great movie. What's the matter, Snowball? You threw up your fist back.
I agree with you.
It just slipped by you, right?
I haven't had a turn
yet. Oh, that's right. That's right. I skipped you. You're going to come back to you. My song is going to be One Vision by Queen from the Iron Eagle movie.
Nice.
Movie, maybe not the most memorable. I still love it today, but that song, still fresh. Snowball, what do you got? 1986.
Well, the best picture would have to go to Hoosiers, a basketball movie. Starring Gene Hackman. Great movie. Haven't seen it. The best actor. I'm going to go with Rodney Dangerfield in Back to School. The dude.
Could you see the Oscars now and the winner goes to Rodney Dangerfield, Back to School. And he comes out in his bathrobe and it's like, hey, what do you mean I won?
What? I'm getting respect here.
I don't know how this feels.
Felt like he was really doing the triple Lindy.
It sure looked like it.
Those facial expressions?
Yes. They sold me.
Yeah, me too.
Best actress. We're going to have Jennifer Grey as Jeannie Bueller.
Oh.
And going back to Back to School, best original song, Dead Man's Party by Oingo Boingo. Yeah.
I got no problem with that.
Yeah, good one. Good one. All right, now we are up to 1987, I believe,
yes,
right?
We are.
All right, Matt, you get to do 87.
Oh, that's great, because that's the one that's all jacked up on the chart. That's good. Okay, 1987, for the movie of the year, it was The Last Emperor. Blah, who saw that?
No.
Was Eddie Murphy in that?
That was the golden child.
Oh, yeah. Very similar.
Yeah. They are very similar.
The actor of the year was Michael Douglas for Wall Street. The actress that year was Cher for Moonstruck. That's Rob's favorite. Mm-hmm. I think it's your favorite movie.
You know it.
And then the song of the year was the medley. It was Medley and Jennifer Warren's Bill Medley
and Jennifer Warren's.
But I just, the Bill was cut off, my bad. Dirty Dancing.
I had the time of my life.
Yeah, that's a great one. So, 87, my pick is going to be, well, it's not going to be none of those. I'm going to go with Lost Boys with my movie. That's got a little bit of everything in it right there. So, Lost Boys gets Picture of the Year for 1987. The actor,
with a DRA of 1.75.
Yeah, the actor, not a lot of love initially, but I think he kind of turned a corner like right there at the end. But I'm going to go with Harry of Harry and the Hendersons. I think that was a very he brought that home. And
who played Harry?
Harry did, and a very hairy Harry, and yeah. That's who I think should have got the Oscar that year. Now the female, the actress. 1987, I'm going to go Joan Jett, Light of Day. Come on.
Yeah.
I actually did like that one.
This is a great movie.
I was being a little facetious, but
I actually had that on my list too.
Yeah, did you?
Yes, I did.
It's a very, very good movie. And then I'm going to go with, I'm going to stay with the time of my life. You know, I'm going to stick with Dirty Dancing. So I think that's a great song.
Mike.
All right. Best Picture of 1987. Definitely the most memorable movie of 1987 because The Last Emperor sure wasn't. How about Fatal Attraction?
Ooh.
Very memorable movie.
Should have got an award.
Men stopped cheating after watching that movie.
The best actor would be John Candy as Del Griffith in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
There it is. Yes.
The dude should win best actor every year. But I had this first time I went there. So, and best actress, I'm going to go with Goldie Hawn in Overboard.
Okay.
Dinah loved that movie.
I watch that movie, I don't say all the time, but I would say a couple times a year. It's a good movie. It's cute.
They're remaking that.
They did remake it.
Did they?
Yes, they did. They did a little role reversal on the guy was the wealthy one and there was the poor woman. I didn't see it, but
sucks.
Wow.
Anna Faris is in it and some other guy.
Yeah, I know. Not they do a little role reversal. The guy is now the rich person and the girl is the poor one and you know.
Weak.
Weak.
And on to the best original song. I'm going to go with, well, first of all, rest in peace, Eric Carmen, Hungry Eyes from Dirty Dancing.
There you go.
Very good. Okay.
My movie for 1987 would be The Untouchables. My actor would be Robin Williams from Good Morning Vietnam. And, of course, my actress would be Meryl Streep.
Of course.
From Ironweed.
You know what?
Call me shocked.
Everything.
She was a busy lady in the 80s.
She was.
And
Ironweed. That's a funny name for a movie.
How many of us had our Meryl Streep poster on the wall?
Oh,
just Kevin.
And my song would be Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now by Starship.
Nice.
From the movie Mannequin.
Very good.
Very nice.
I hate Starship. Anyway, go on.
Boy, you got all this angst.
I'm an angry person.
I can tell.
Okay, so I'm going to say Best Picture, 1987, of the ones that haven't been mentioned yet. I want to say La Bamba, the Richie Valens story, starring Lou Diamond Phillips.
That's good.
That's a good movie.
That's good.
Some of the other better ones were already mentioned, so I'll go with that one.
You can agree.
But best actor, Robin Williams in Good Morning Vietnam.
There you go.
That is a great movie. There you go. I'll take that one all day long.
Is that his best role ever?
No.
It's coming up. Yeah. We're getting there.
No, mine is like years later.
Mm-hmm.
So, Good Will Hunting, yes. I think, is my favorite Robin Williams role.
That's, to me, the biggest stretch in his career. That's his best acting job. But anyway, we all have our own opinion.
Some can be right, some can be wrong. Right. Whatever.
Best actress, I'm going to go Glenn Close in Fatal Attraction.
Yeah.
She made us believe.
She did. And best song, I want to say Good Times by NXS and Jimmy Barnes from the Lost Boys soundtrack.
Nice.
Which is a fantastic soundtrack. But that's my song there. Mary, Mary, wanna be with you. And this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna put a call to you. Cause I feel good tonight. And everything's gonna be right, 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 yeah. I'm gonna have a good time tonight. Rock and roll music gonna play all night. Come on, baby, you won't take long. Only take a minute just to sing my song. 1988, the Best Motion Picture Award went to Rain Man. Best actor was Dustin Hoffman in Rain Man. Best actress, Jodie Foster in The Accused. And the best song, Let the River Run by Carly Simon from Working Girl. I'll start off and say this. Rain Man, great movie. Mm-hmm. I think that probably should have won. But I'm going to have an alternate movie. I want to say Mississippi Burning.
That was a great movie.
Yeah. I know I've had a lot of comedies and horror movies and weird stuff. But in all seriousness, I love that movie. Just watched it again recently. Great film. Best actor, Dustin Hoffman probably deserved that there, too. I'd say they're right on. But I want to go with Kevin Costner and Bull Durham.
Mm.
And best actress, Jodie Foster in The Accused. And in all seriousness, in acting, that was a great performance. She probably should have won. But you know what? Nothing like the performance of Elizabeth Shue in Cocktail.
There you go.
Again, we were dating while this was being filmed. She was grossed out having to make out with Tom Cruise.
It's a very biased thing. Yeah.
But, you know, I helped her. And the best song, Colors by Ice-T from the film Colors.
Oh.
Good one.
So, yeah.
That's 1988.
That's 1988.
Matt? I think the... And see, and again, I kind of wanted to let the Rain Man movie keep its title because I do think that's probably one of the best movies of the year. But I gotta go with my boy Die Hard. Yeah, I gotta ride a Die Hard elevator. I mean, it's what it's gonna be. So that gets the Oscar in my book. The actor of the year is hands down, no doubt, Lou Ferrigno, The Incredible Hulk Returns. I mean, come on, what he did in that movie was
such a stretch for him.
And again, overlooked. And I would think, you know, you would have really enjoyed him, right? Don't you know what I'm saying? No?
I'm surprised you didn't say Bruce Willis in Die Hard. But
no, that's
too easy.
That's low hanging fruit,
Kevin. Please. Actress is probably, again, Jodie. You know, Cassandra Peterson, Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. I was going to say Winona Ryder and Heathers. I thought that was a good pick for that one. And the song, I just didn't really have. I'm just gonna ride what you're riding there with Collars there, Rob. I think I'm just going to stick with that one.
All right, Mike.
Okay, best picture of the picture.
Since you weren't
1988, Coming to America. That's my favorite movie of the year.
How do you pick that one?
Yeah, that one's a little, predictable, but yes, Coming to America. Best actor, Tom Cruise in Rain Man. No, not really. Eddie Murphy, of course, in Coming to America. Way better than Tom Cruise ever was.
All right, okay. All right.
Best actress, we're going to go with Susan Sarandon in Bull Durham.
Okay.
It was excellent. And the best original song, Blaze of Glory by Bon Jovi from Young Guns.
Ooh, I want to send
that's technically John Bon Jovi.
But, oh, is he solo, solo on that?
Is he solo on that one? And he was in the movie. Or was he in 2? He was in 2.
You know what? He was in 2. That's where the song came from, and it was 1990.
Oh, wow. Idiot.
Wow.
Wah, wah, wah. Nice job, bro.
Because I wanted to use that on Song of the Day one time, and I couldn't do it.
Well, idiot.
Well, if idiot. It's not okay. Blaze of Glory.
Give us another song, just like it's new.
No, we're keeping that in.
You're keeping
We're keeping that old thing in. Yeah. What's your song, though? What's your backup song?
I got no backup songs. It was a very bad one. We're going with Color.
Bingo! We're going with Colors, Rob.
All right. Great so song. Be it. Kevin, how about an original thought over there?
All right, I'll try. My movie for 1988, A Fish Called Wanda.
Hey.
So have you guys seen that movie?
Yeah.
A long time ago.
Great movie. It's a great movie.
Stand it. Go on. Hey, you like it? I like it.
No, it doesn't sound like it.
Not really.
My actor, he's come a long way since the early 80s. Tom Hanks in Big. He actually was nominated. Yeah. He actually was nominated for that role.
For Big, really?
Mm-hmm. But he's not going to be beat Dustin Hoffman and Rain Man that year. That was he had to be the odds on favor that year. But I would have picked Tom Hanks. Actress, obviously, Meryl Streep in Cry in the Dark. She was nominated. She didn't win. Once again, she did not win. This poor lady.
It seems like a conspiracy to me.
I'm starting to wonder.
Yeah.
And my pick for best song would be Put a Little Love in Your Heart. Annie Lennox and Al Green for Scrooged.
Very nice.
Oh, nice. It's not Colors, but yeah.
Yeah.
You sure you don't want to go with Colors?
I got one coming up. Okay. Might surprise you.
All right.
So, Snowball, why don't you close us out with 1989?
My pleasure. The best picture of 1989, Driving Miss Daisy. The best actor is Daniel Day-Lewis in My Left Foot. I've never heard of that. I've never watched it.
Okay.
No. The best actress, of course, would be Jessica Tandy in Driving Miss Daisy. And the best original song is Under the Sea by Samuel E. Wright from The Little Mermaid.
I'm digging that one.
You digging that one?
Yeah.
All right. So, my best picture, hands down, not even close. Uncle Buck.
Okay.
Love me some you do like John Candy.
Love me some Buck Russell. The best actor goes to James Gammon, who played the role of Lou Brown in the movie Major League.
Not sure he was the main actor in the movie, but
oh, he carried it. He was the glue that held the movie, the team, together. All right. Best actress. I'm going to give that to Meg Ryan and Harry Met Sally.
Ah.
Okay. And
the performance she did at the lunch counter there at the table. That was acting?
And I think I'll surprise you with my best original song. The song Spam by Weird Al Yankovic from the movie UHF. It was a pretty lean year in Best Original Song. So, there you go. Spam it is.
Oh, boy. I'm going to go with Field of Dreams.
Detroit. Oh, great one.
Good call.
For Best Picture.
That was Picture?
Best Picture.
Best Picture.
My man.
Best Actor. I'm going to go with Robin Williams in Dead Poets Society.
Oh, good one.
My call.
I have two here for Best Actress. I'm going to go with Kim Basinger in Batman.
Okay. She was good. I'll give her that. Okay.
She was good. And my song might surprise you, Fight the Power by Public Enemy for Do the Right Thing.
Okay.
Oh.
Fight the Power. That's good.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
1989, I'm going to go with, without a question, Christmas Vacation. I mean, how could I not?
How could you not?
How could I not? Yeah. How could I not?
We're not going to argue with you either. That's a great movie.
You know what movie I watch every year? It's Christmas Vacation. Mm-hmm. You know what movie I don't watch every year? My Left Foot.
Truer words have never been said, right there. And we're going to go with the actor for 1989. I'm going to agree with Kevin Robin Williams, who portrayed John Keating in
Dead Poets Society.
Not the sports passer at the NAS, but rather, yeah. So it was a great, man, I love that. Captain. I just love that movie.
Oh, yeah. I just love that movie.
Now, for the actress, you know, I've been kind of silly on some of these, but not going to lie, chick made me tear up a little bit. And being honest here, being vulnerable.
Uh-oh.
Julia Roberts, Steel Magnolias. I choked up a little bit. Just thinking about it. Gets me. Oh, that's a tough one. If that comes on TV, you know, the wife always has to watch it or whatever, and I don't leave the room. I'm not going to lie. I sit there, what's her? Oh, man. What's
Sally Field?
No. In the movie, Sally Field, but I'm thinking of
her character's name?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Oh, crap. It's going to bug me. But she just breaks my heart. Mm-hmm. You know, poor girl.
Yeah.
It's sad. Just thinking about it. Just kind
of... But she didn't die in real life.
I don't think she did.
No, I think she did two things after that.
Yeah, she did another movie, I think, after that. So, but man, she was good. Okay. And for the song, I'm going to go with
Fight the Power.
Fight the Daggone Power. I'm going to ride that thing. Fight the Daggone Power. No, screw that. I'm going to keep Under the Sea. I think that's a great one. I'm going to let them keep it. You know what I'm saying? I've been taking a lot of awards away. I'm going to let them keep that one.
That's nice.
Nice. So I will say what I thought should have got Best Motion Picture for that year is Roadhouse.
Yeah, at least in consideration.
Should have been nominated. It wasn't. Should have been. Best Actor, John Cusack in Say Anything.
Oh, good.
One of the best performances of the man's career. And Best Actress. I was talking to my daughter Kayla about this podcast the other night, and she said that she thought Sally Field's performance in Steel Magnolias should have won the Oscar. She's got a lot of points. In the one scene where her daughter dies, played by Julia Roberts, who we just talked about, she went from sadness to anger to laughing in just a matter of 2 minutes. And just the depth of the performance, amazing. However, I had one down here, but then Kevin drew my attention to another one. We're going to go Elizabeth Shue, Back to the Future 2.
There it is.
So she's a 3-time Oscar winner now.
There she is.
I almost put Kim Basinger in Batman.
Yeah.
But Elizabeth Shue is just a little hotter. The best song of any movie that year, I would say Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses from the movie Lean on Me. The beginning of the movie, the song's playing, they're going through the schoolyard, it's like crime and trash everywhere. It just sets the tone for this movie. It's just gritty and raw, just like the song is. But it came out in 1987. So I think it's disqualified. I want to say Pet Sematary by the Ramones from the movie Pet Sematary. There we go.
Okay.
And that's going to be our song on our way out today.
Sweet.
So, guys, thanks for your Oscar input. Again, you listening at home, go to the Facebook page under the comments section for this week's podcast. Let us know who you think should have won Oscars on these years.
Yeah,
did we miss anybody? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
There's a possibility, I suppose.
If anyone's going to point it out to us, it's our Facebook friends.
Yes, right. They are very quick.
They will set us straight.
They do. All right, guys, thank you. Thank you, everyone that's listening. And as promised, here are the Ramones with Pet Sematary. Guys, thanks. Take care. God bless. We will see you next time.
And at night when the cool wind blows, no one cares, nobody knows. I don't want to be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again.
What year are we in?
Matt, what do you, Matt, what do you got for 1986?
2024, Matt.
There he is. Just, you know, I want to stay on top of things.